This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Until this morning, I've not commented on California propositions or the elections. It took a lot of self-restraint, but I'm constantly being asked about Proposition 61, so I'm going to offer my perspective. Officially, 61 is called the State Prescription Drug Purchases Pricing Standard. The pharmaceutical industry has contributed $109 million to defeat Proposition 61. This is far more money than is being spent on any of the other 17 propositions this year. And remember that the $109 million is money that comes from us as we pay super high drug prices, much of the money going to marketing, advertising, and lobbying. The pharmaceutical industry brought this proposition on themselves by gouging the public, charging Americans more for the same drugs than they charge elsewhere in the developed world, and by the rapid rise of drug prices, some by over 500% for old drugs such as epinephrine that have been off patent for years. In concept, this proposition is simple. It prohibits the state of California from paying a higher price for a drug than the Federal Department of Veterans Affairs. The VA gets big mandatory discounts and negotiates with drug makers for even steeper ones. Potentially, if the yes on Prop 61 side wins, it could mean huge savings for a large number of people who receive drugs through state funding. Admittedly, the devil is in the details, and unfortunately, the details of this proposition are very unclear. The one problem is that the VA does not use all drugs. They only have a certain number of drugs in their hospitals and clinics. So, for example, there is nothing that would prevent drug companies to agreeing to discount those drugs that the VA does use and then charging the state of California much higher prices for drugs not used in the VA system. Alternatively, the proposition could drive drug companies to charge the VA higher prices for their drugs, although this is quite unlikely. While the proposition is not perfect, it is a game changer. It opens the door to allow governments more control of drug prices with the hope of saving the public money. Yes, we could wait for a better proposition, or we could say, let's take what we've got, let's stand up, and let's put an end to this greedy price gouging. This proposition will certainly make a difference. If not, the pharmaceutical industry wouldn't be spending so heavily to defeat it. There are many honorable groups supporting the measure, including many doctors and nurses groups, Bernie Sanders, and the AARP, who represent older Americans. Unless we stand up to the pharmaceutical industry, they will continue to play us for fools and use their lobbyists to keep any effective legislation from being passed, either in California or nationally. Yes, the proposition could very well end up in court, but I'm supporting Proposition 61 and hoping that its impact is positive and is far wider than just the state of California. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.